Hello, and welcome to Strungecast episode 41.
Seven Deadly Tins.
Yeah, we'll explain a bit why I called it that later, but how's your week been?
Well, we're only halfway through the week because we're doing a pre-record, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
You are away.
Yeah, I guess I forgot about that.
Yeah, so we're having to make sure, because we don't want to miss anything. Excuse me. So it's still early in the week, really.
How has your part week been?
My part week? My first half a week?
Well, it's hump day today, isn't it? It's down the other side now.
It is, yeah. Yeah, it's been fine. Busy.
It was hot.
Well, it's been cooler.
Yeah,
the last couple of days, yeah. But I think it's heating up again, so.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to try the freezer slippers that my auntie sent me.
Tell us about those, because you haven't yet.
So they're a gel-filled slipper, like a slide-in slipper, and you put them in the freezer. You can use them warm as well, actually. I think you can heat them in the microwave if that was what you needed. So I have them in the freezer. And then when you get really, really hot, like I've been really, really suffering in this heat, then you put them on your feet and it's just like instant cool down. But I only got them on Sunday and the weather then sort of cooled down. So I haven't actually used them yet.
No.
So they sat in the freezer waiting for me.
But we'll be getting to 35°C at some point, I think. Aren't we supposed to get?
35?
I think I read that somewhere.
That's vile.
Next week. I don't know how true that is.
Don't want to know.
Well, your slippers will be ready for
me. My slippers will be ready for me. Yeah. Wear them outside. Walking around and be like, don't mind me, my frozen slippers.
Such a weird thing.
Yeah.
And for me, well, my week's been quiet, but I'm going to Liverpool tomorrow until Friday because we're recording on Wednesday. But this will still come out at the normal time, apart from if you're a YouTube member, in which case you get it as soon as I finished uploading it, which is going to be Wednesday today. But yeah. Everybody else gets it on Friday. What was the quiz? I don't remember the quiz question from last week, do you?
Yes. The quiz question was, what fruit should you not eat around bees?
Yeah, and it actually begins with a B.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
It is bananas.
Somebody got it right.
Yeah, so you should not eat bananas around bees because there's a compound inside, which is also found in the pheromone that's released when bees are alarmed or scared or, you know, freaked out by something. Mm. That sort of initiates them to want to attack and sting. So it would be a dangerous thing to eat a banana near them.
Definitely don't do that.
Yeah.
And perhaps avoid beehives and bananas.
Well, if you're a beekeeper.
Yeah.
Don't eat bananas.
It's such a weird one. Mm. Like, you know, nature doing what nature does. But what if a banana tree is near a beehive?
Well, maybe the beehive, they wouldn't set up the beehive near the banana tree.
Maybe.
And maybe it's the act of, like, when a banana is growing, it's within its skin. So maybe that compound isn't released, so they don't smell it.
Oh, yeah. That's a fair point.
I was thinking maybe it's only when it's peeled. I mean, I don't know. I'm just guessing.
You're not a bee?
I'm not a bee or a beekeeper.
You must try to be a bee.
No. No bees.
Those things scare me anyway because they're buzzy things and I don't like anything that buzzes because it freaks me out.
So the next quiz question for this week, found on the TV again. most eaten with the traditional Valencian drink of horchata. I don't know, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but yeah. So mostly eaten with the traditional Valencian drink of horchata. What are fartons? And it is multiple choice. Are they sweet cakes, spicy chilies, or salty nuts?
Ooh. Multiple choice.
Just, you know, make it a little bit easier.
You should remember that for your Christmas quiz later in the year.
Yes.
Because you always do a Christmas quiz, don't you?
Yeah.
I think, you know, a lot of these, you can go back and revisit because I should imagine that the family will have forgotten. So
Well, yeah, not all the family listen as well. So it'll be like a little mini test.
Yeah, and half of your job's done for you.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I mean, if we go back to a previous episode, you've got fart stump.
Yeah.
So it's all right, isn't it?
It's a theme there.
There's a theme going on.
Dear.
Speaking of which,
you can explain the theme because you came up with
seven deadly tins.
Yeah,
it's another thing I just threw out yesterday, Tuesday evening on Mastodon, and I said to people, what should you not eat from a tin? And I was, you know, a play on the seven deadly sins, and I thought seven deadly tins works. You know, what's the most nasty, gross, terrible thing that you could have in a tin? And we got some really good answers, and I decided that since I wasn't going to be here, we'd quickly throw that as an episode, because it's, I think it's just a little quick fun one, you see.
Yeah,
one of the ones that scared me the most, and I had forgotten about it, was prunes. I
lots
hate
of people
prunes.
Like prunes.
Lots of people
good
are
for
weird
you.
No.
They are
no.
What our worst ones were Spam and tuna between the two of us.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
We're not fans of either of those.
No, I like tuna steaks. I was
yeah, that's
you
completely
that.
Different,
totally different
than
yeah.
tin tuna.
But tuna itself.
Yeah. That does not exist in our house, ever.
What about sardines?
I wouldn't. And I don't know, you might, because you like mackerel in a
no,
tin.
No, I don't like mackerel. I love mackerel.
Okay, you love mackerel.
and to get you to do it for me is such a chore.
It's so smelly. It's such a strong smell. I don't like it.
You know what we have to do is just to put like a box of bath salts over your face. Kitchen. You don't have to smell it. But you yeah. know, I was thinking, like, on a day when there's just not a lot going on, noodles and mackerel, so easy.
So then what about pilchards
you
and
know,
sardines? Would you eat them?
I'd have to see. There was a time when Mum did pilchards way too often. I mean, way too often.
Yeah.
And it just made me hate them.
Yeah.
But then she didn't for a couple of years, and she did it one day, and she said, I stopped liking them as well, she said, and I'll try them again. And I ended up kind of enjoying them. They're quite a plain fish.
Mm.
They don't really do anything, right?
Aren't they really bony, all of those little tiny fish?
You're supposed to eat them, though.
The bones?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You don't need to, yeah, you don't need to get rid of those.
Mm.
They are weird.
Yeah.
Like, look, I wouldn't go out of my way to eat pilchards, but unlike you, I would go out of my way to eat mackerel.
Because
I love mackerel.
I know.
It's a bone of contention.
It's fine. I know you like it. I just...
It doesn't even have to be peppered, you know? Just the normal stuff.
Mm.
Because it won't smell as much.
Yeah.
How about anti-smell mackerel? Maybe there's some of that.
Mackerel.
What else do we find? We found some really interesting ones. You've got some in front of you.
Yeah, so lots of people, you put it out there and lots of people commented on their worst things. We've got corned beef.
Yeah, which that was in my first post, wasn't it?
Yeah, along the lines of Spam, that's something that we would not.
Do you ever? No, you don't ever buy corned beef.
No. My dad likes those kind of things, like corned beef, but not in a can or a tin. He right. gets it like slices.
Mm.
You know, so you'd have like a packet of ham.
Yeah.
It's a similar thing.
Okay.
Whereas Spam, I don't believe you can get in slices like that in the same way.
It's always in a tin, isn't it?
Mm.
Like that's its
I'm
whole
pretty
thing.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, because it's a war thing, isn't it, Spam? And it stayed
yes, because it has that little key thing to open it, I believe.
So does corned beef, right?
Or maybe it's corned beef. Mm. I don't know. See, that's how little I know, because I wouldn't even go anywhere near them in the supermarket or anything. Because I know that I would never buy them.
It turns out other countries have things in tins that we don't.
Yeah. Was there not a roast chicken?
Yes.
Or a whole chicken?
That was from someone in the US, I believe.
I feel like that's a really, really big tin to put
I'd like to see the tin that comes in.
Lots of people said things like sausage and beans.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that we had those as kids.
It was a thing.
It was like little cut-up sausages or something in baked beans. You don't like baked beans.
No, I do not.
So that wouldn't have been a thing.
I've had it, and I have had beans as a kid, but I'm not a beans kind of a guy.
And then there's like, you know, spaghetti hoops and stuff.
But is that terrible?
No.
Nah.
No, I'm just saying that's like along the lines of, I think you can get spaghetti, maybe spaghetti and sausages, I feel like.
I think so. I think it's like sausages and whatever, really. You know, I think tins are interesting. I mean, the look of them, they're all different. They're not all round and tall. I didn't know that for a long time. The short and flat ones tend to have fish in. And some have some of you've got to use a can opener or a tin opener, and some you have a ring pull, and some you have a key.
Yeah, you get lots of tinned fruit. Lots of people said tinned fruit. Like, but tinned fruit is actually a really good way of preserving it, and I always think it's quite nice.
Well, tins in general is supposed to be a good way of preserving things, but it just depends on whether it comes out tasting any good.
That is true.
Pineapple rings in a tin isn't bad, I don't think.
I'm just scrolling through all the things, and there's just a lot of spam and tuna, or people equally liking them and disliking them.
Well, there was bread. Amy and a couple of other people
bread
in a tin. It's one of the more recent posts. Yeah, she said that there's two types of bread in the States in tins. I think one of them is like bread rolls, and the other one is some kind of other type. If you know anything more about this, and you're from the US and you can stick it in the comments, I'd love to know more about this. But also as well, like, maybe in other countries they do things in tins that we do not in the UK.
Deviled ham. I've just come across a response from Jeffy, and there's a picture of deviled ham.
They sent a picture? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Deviled ham spread.
What is that? What is deviled ham?
I don't know.
I don't even know what that is.
It doesn't look great, I must say. again, the whole chicken in a tin. And this is from Joe, and they said they are dreadful.
Right.
Yeah.
Look, the way that you do chicken is very special. And, you know, my mum, your parents, to ruin it by having it in a tin, yeah, I think I found that quite offensive.
Yeah, I just...
Chicken should be treated with care, love and care, not in a tin.
We have from Simon a few. He says prunes and rice pudding, custard and tomato soup. I'm guessing these aren't all together. Like custard and tomato soup in one tin.
Wow.
Anchovies, chili beans, and finally pineapple rings. So he's not a fan of the pineapple rings.
Was he doing all of his seven deadly tins in one go? Because that's possibly what that was, if you think.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
Because I think that was about seven, wasn't it?
I like rice pudding. Yeah, it was.
Do you?
Yeah.
I know.
No, I know you don't.
I love rice, right? I love rice pudding. But rice pudding makes me gag. I don't know what it is.
I really like custard. And I like tomato soup. I can get on board with the anchovies, though.
I love anchovies. Tomato soup is actually nice in the right circumstances. And Heinz, I don't really care where it comes from.
I like a bit of tomato soup.
Like, if it's from a tin, fine. If it's fresh, fine. Have you ever actually made tomato soup?
I have, yeah. But it wasn't like the creamy. So, you know, when you buy a tin of tomato soup, it's like creamed tomato.
Mm-hmm.
It was more like a tomato and basil.
Yeah.
There was the potatoes. Potatoes in a tin.
Someone said that.
Yeah. Or you called them, was it you? You called them tin-tatoes?
Tin-tatoes, yes.
Tin-tatoes.
Or potintos.
Yeah, that was it.
That was Maria.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
didn't even know that was a thing. I mean, would they be roast or new? Or
no, like... they're like, you can get baby new potatoes in a tin. We sell them here.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Do you know what? When you go to the supermarket,
water, I believe.
Next time you go to the supermarket, look for the weirdest tin you can find.
Well, I mean, it's different. I tried to look on our online shop, but there wasn't anything that was like really bizarre.
If you can find a picture of the chicken, maybe I can put that as this week's artwork. If not, maybe I can use the deviled ham.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's no like...
I don't like sweet corn, but that's just a thing. I'm just not a sweet corn fan. It's not like it's...
Sweet corn in general, yeah?
Yeah, I don't mind it on the cob, like a corn on the cob or baby sweet
that.
Corn.
Someone said that in the response.
Yeah,
as
baby
well.
Sweet corn is great, but I don't like tin sweet corn.
You might be surprised to know that I actually like sweet corn. Corn on the cob, but with butter, garlic butter particularly.
Mm.
Not just corn on the cob. Because that's really nice. Spread it all thickly in an R. It's great.
Somebody said macaroni cheese, Brussels sprouts and spinach. I've never known Brussels sprouts to be in a tin.
In a tin?
But I suppose you tin any vegetable because it preserves, like we said.
Yeah.
I must say, I did get macaroni cheese in a tin because I was trying to figure out what macaroni and cheese Alice liked best.
Okay.
And I remember when the kids were at school, they would come home and say they'd eaten macaroni cheese at school and loved it. And then I would make it and it wouldn't be the same. So I was trying to figure out what was different because there's not that many different ways you can do it.
Right.
So I have bought the tin to see whether it was...
Did it work?
It's not great.
I can't think it would
be. It's not. Yeah, it's not very nice.
I can tell you when I was younger, my mum found these amazing kind of...
Oh, those pies. That came up.
Oh, yeah.
The bento.
Bento pies. Bentos. I remember those or whatever they're called.
That came up as
but no, that wasn't what I was thinking. Oh, she found like these. I remember telling you when we first got together, because I was like telling you of all the things I used to eat as a kid. And one of them, I think, was a company called Princess or something. And they were sort of meat noodle kind of things. Mm. So you pour water into them. You know, you take the lid off and you pour hot water in and they become lunch edible. And we tried to find them, you and I, but I think they'd been discontinued by that point.
Very good.
And she could never find them again. I talked to her about it at the time and she didn't remember what it was. But when she'd be out for long days and I'd come home from uni, I'd often have one of these things.
Yeah.
And could never ever find them again. I remember what the tin even felt like and everything, but I can't remember what it was. And they were nice. They don't count as my seven deadly tins. So you can get great things in tins, of course.
Of course.
But just the nastiest side of things is what I'm interested in.
Well, I had a little look on a Reddit thread as well.
Yeah.
And the Frey Bento's tinned pies did come up. But also what comes up again and again, and I don't know if these still exist because this thread is from 8 years ago, but it was from, and this is multiple supermarkets, curry in a can.
I've heard of that.
And lots of people were saying that those are absolutely vile.
I can't imagine it could be any good.
Mm.
Because, I mean, a curry is something that requires effort and tin stuff often doesn't. So I can't imagine it.
Well, I think it's just also all the preservatives in order to keep it okay, you know? That's the thing, isn't it?
Like
what you're adding into.
It would dilute it in such a way.
Mm.
I can't imagine that being. If you gave that to me, I think I'd be very upset.
Yeah. Don't worry. There is no curry in a tin in our house.
And the final thing I thought of, or that you reminded me of, was an episode of Friday Night Dinner.
Yes.
So in this episode of Friday Night Dinner, which was a sitcom on Channel 4, Martin, who's the dad, goes into his shed in the garden. And what was it? It was 30-year-old meat, wasn't it?
Yeah, out of date.
20-year-old, I think.
20-year-old meat. But the date that it expired was 20 years ago.
Okay, right.
So it would have been older than that even.
So this expired in 1996. This episode aired in 2016 or so. So we think that's 20 years. And he ate it. He opened the tin and he ate it and ended up in hospital. But it was the whole thing. The whole episode was called The Tin of Meat.
Mm.
And it's, for me, one of the funniest.
Yeah. And he opened it and ate it to prove a point that it would still be okay because it's tinned.
It was definitely
not.
How
it works.
I mean, it had expired 20 years ago and it was older than that. Yeah, don't do that.
No. Definitely.
But, yeah, you reminded me of that this morning.
Yes.
Personal favourite episode, that one. Speaking of episodes, coming to the end of ours, but there's always the things to finish off. So what have you got for us this week with your strange news?
So this came from you. Not you are the story, but you pointed this out to me. So this happened this week, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Tuesday the 24th, or like in the last week anyway. Police were called as two young bears escaped from a wildlife enclosure in Devon and devoured honey. So these two bears, who after reading the article, I believe they're called Mish and Lucy, they were abandoned by their mother in a snowdrift in the Albanian mountains. And after they tried to reintroduce them to the wild, they realized that they were not going to be able to survive. So they brought them over here and they've settled in this zoo in Devon. And somehow, because they still haven't figured out how, these two young bears managed to escape from their enclosure and gain access to their supply of honey and devour a week's worth of honey.
Wow.
And they have said that there was never any danger to the public or anything. They did escort all the public, like, you know, into a safe space. But there was no, I don't think the bears got out enough to get to the public. They just got out of their enclosure into where their honey was kept, their honey storage.
So the honey was for the bears?
The honey was for the bears, yeah.
So they're proper poo bears?
They are like Winnie the Pooh, yeah. They just wanted the honey, that was it.
Wow, what a yeah. treat. Yeah.
It's just very, very cute. There's like a few pictures of it. We'll post the link with it because it is lovely. And yeah, it says, Mish is a playful bear who enjoys splashing around in pools and swinging in hammocks, while Lucy loves nothing more than spending time with her brother and climbing trees. So they just have a very happy life there.
I bet they watch Instagram together at nights.
Maybe. There is a little video as well of them eating and stealing the honey. But
that's cool.
Yeah.
Naughty bears.
Naughty little bears.
Is that everything then?
I believe so.
I believe it is. Can you get honey in a tin?
I don't think so. It comes in jars.
It does. But I wondered if anyone ever put it in a tin.
I don't know if you'd need to, because do you remember that was a previous question? That's...
Oh, it just keeps and keeps.
The only food. Yeah. So I don't think you'd need to tin it.
You know, you could always put like McDonald's Big Macs and burgers, chips in a tin, because isn't that another food that just stays alive, even because of all the preservatives in it?
Yeah, but I don't even... I think they've done things... Years tests, later. Haven't they? And showing you don't even need to put it in a tin.
It's quite disturbing.
Indeed.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'm all tinned out. I will leave you all to it, and we will see you next week. But until then...
Bye. Did you know that elephants are so empathetic that during air transport, crates are filled with tiny chicks because the elephant won't move a muscle afraid of stepping on them.